man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. Mike, are you still with me there in Kentucky?
I can plow a field. I thought this was the end of your show. That's why I was trying to get tied up there so the doctor could get on. But
I know. You're used to my one-hour show Monday through Friday. I'd say hour. One-hour show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. But Sunday, we go all out, Mike, with a two-hour spectacular.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of weird, you know, that you see that kind of art on some people's walls. And you know, it kind of reminds me of the, what was it, the two brothers that were associated with Hillary that had, and the Pizzagate junk that had the Jeffrey Dahmer inspired art as you walk in their foyer. I don't even remember the guy's name.
Yeah, I'll look for that image. And of course, you know, the weirdos come in all flavors, but the and certainly Anderson Cooper is one of them. And as I told you, I know you're not gonna tell anybody that I'm a cousin of Gloria Vanderbilt, his mother, but we actually go back to that Vanderbilt family is the Vanderbilt family that built that fabulous, actually the largest private home in North America, in North Carolina,
in Asheville.
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of Biltmore Estate.
Biltmore, that is the Biltmore. The Biltmore. It's in North Carolina.
It's in Asheville.
Asheville. Oh, I thought you said Nashville. Yeah, Asheville, North Carolina. That's right. I've been there. And that's my family, believe it or not. I mean, obviously, distant cousin, but whenever you're a cousin, I share, in other words, I'm a Vanderbilt. I have a grandfather who was, you know, one of the original Vanderbilt. And from his line descends also Gloria Vanderbilt and, Anderson Cooper. So Anderson Cooper's my cousin. But now let me say, I don't want to sound like some kind of a homophobe, because Richard Grinnell is not shy about saying that he is a gay man. He has a husband, just like Anderson Cooper. But Richard Grinnell, I'll tell you what, speaking of salutes, we owe 500 salutes to Richard Grinnell, because he, as the temporary director of National Intelligence, the DNI, after serving his appointment by Donald Trump to be ambassador to Germany, Richard Grinnell is the guy who had the balls to declassify mountains of material that has been hidden from us. Nobody had the guts to declassify this material. All of these pukes like Christopher Wray, the current head of the FBI. What a coward. What a deep state puke Christopher Wray is. But Richard Grinnell, this fellow, we owe salute to him. So it's not I don't want to make fun of people just because they're different. Richard Grinnell is also different in the way that he has much more courage. I mean, I'm telling you, he's a huge hero. In the whole Trump administration, Richard Grinnell may have made more difference than all but, you know, six other people, maybe with his guts. So I just wanted to make that little side note there. And I hope I'm a cousin. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, the British Genealogical Society is known for decades to try to predict who is going to be elected president based on how closely related they are to what, you know, they call the throne of David, meaning British, you know, the British crown. But that's what they think anyway. And
I'll tell you this. Donald Trump is, I haven't investigated that particular question, but I am a cousin to Donald Trump's mother, McLeod, you know, spelled M-C-L-E-O-D, M-C capital L-E-O-D. And well, the McLeods are, they are supreme royalty. Donald Trump is connected to every royal in British history and Scottish history. His mother, McLeod, born in Scotland, and she is so Scottish, his mother, who's now, you know, in heaven. But his mother, her first language was not English. It was Gaelic. Isn't that a good one? Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say this. There's a throne. I think they got it from Scotland. It has a stone underneath of it. They claim is the rock that David laid his head on to have his dreams. But the reason I bring that up is...
That's the stone of stone. Yes. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Thanks to the potato famine, the Black Plague, Genghis Khan, the hundreds of years of jihad, we're all about 19th cousins. So when they point this out sometimes, you know, the British Genealogical Society will say, yes, you know, George Herbert Walker Bush was 16th cousins to the Queen or something. And you're like,
yes, well, the Bushes, you know, that's, sad to say, yes. Sad to say, the Bushes are highly connected genealogically. And I, again, since this is a private call, and you promised me you're not recording it, I am a cousin.
Well,
I am a cousin to Bush. I am a cousin to Bush Senior and Junior. So
I'm probably your cousin.
But it gets worse. It gets worse. It gets worse. This is a really deep and dark secret. Barack Obama's mother. Let me remember her name.
Ann Dunham. Stanley Ann Dunham.
Stanley Ann Dunham is my cousin. Yes, you swear that you won't. You swear on the stone of scone that you will not tell anybody. Thank you.
Well, I would be more apt to tell that you were related to Barack Obama's really real daddy there, the sex rebel. You know,
I'm okay there. I'm okay.
You know who that is, right?
I'm in the clear. Yeah. It's not, folks. It's not. It probably, we don't know for sure. His father is actually.
You can look at
the
photographic evidence. Same age spots. He wasn't Barack Obama Senior's boy. I believe his dad tried to make a deal with Barack Obama Senior, who could not stay in Hawaii and afford to go to school. So he said, look, I'll help you out. You just marry my daughter. And that explains the black baby, because he like, in all likelihood, was a CIA guy shadowing that.
Stanley Dunham's daddy was a CIA guy in Honolulu, and he was shadowing Frank Davis, who was
Frank Marshall.
Isn't it Frank Davis?
Frank Marshall Davis, yeah.
Yeah, Frank Davis, who was the communist organizer lead guy in Honolulu, and the CIA and the FBI wanted to keep tabs on him. So Stanley Ann Dunham's father was his job, and Stanley Ann Dunham was really angry at her dad for taking her away. She was happy in Seattle, and her dad moved to Honolulu.
I think they were from Kansas, weren't they?
Well, but they were in, at the time, she was happy in high school in Seattle. And her friends were there. And her dad just plucked him up and moved him to Honolulu. And she, I'm just speculating here, but these things are known. She was very angry at her daddy. So what's a good way to get even with your daddy and really, whose job is to monitor this guy, Frank Davis, the communist, black communist organizer in Honolulu? Well, what does she do? She poses nude in Frank Davis's nudie magazine in Frank Davis's living room, where he takes pictures of white girls. And I'm sure, and Barack Obama grew up with the guy that he was treated as his godfather, Frank Davis, but probably really was his father. And I mean, my gosh, and this guy, he goes on to be, this is probably Mike, probably has something to do with why we've never seen the actual birth certificate of Barack Hussein.
That's what I was getting at. Is it, she gave birth with the help of a midwife back in Seattle and was in school within a couple of weeks. Now, there's no way that they flew from Kenya on the airplanes of the day in, 1960, 1959? I don't know. She did not have that baby in Kenya. and nor in Hawaii, and fly to go to school in just a couple of 3 weeks. I don't think.
Yeah, so and you know, but the odd thing, you know, Mike and I are both speculating on some aspects of this, folks. But there's one area I want to point your attention to. Everybody out there that doesn't know this, you've got to, you know, there's some things you've got to look into. You know, I use the example all the time of World Trade Center 7 and the website AE911Truth.org. You must read on that website. Here's another fact you must know about if you don't already, and that is. Sheriff Arpaio's cold case unit there in I'm having to remember a lot here. What's Arpaio's county there in Arizona?
Maricopa County.
Arizona. Yeah. When Sheriff Joe was the sheriff in Maricopa County, he had something called a cold case unit. And that unit spent years and thousands of hours investigating. Where is Barack's? They investigated his birth certificate, and they specifically proved beyond any shadow of a doubt. There's no speculation here at all. It's right in front of our faces, folks. The cold case unit and the guy, the investigator, the head investigator is a guy named, I believe it's Zullo, Z-U-L-L-O. You must look it up. They proved that the birth certificate, alleged birth certificate, that Barack Obama himself put up on the whitehouse.gov website, the presidential website, that birth certificate is proved to a certainty beyond a billion to one. Authenticators, the world's top authenticators, agreed beyond a the possibility of error of a billion to one. They proved that that birth certificate, which was up for years, was a forgery. It was a Photoshop forged birth certificate, and you've got to read up on that, because that's the sort of thing, Mike, that we've got going on. This is the hose job that Donald Trump interrupted. He broke up the party here. We were being hosed. We had a president whose father is a communist, whose birth certificate is a phony. You know, we're just being hosed left and right. And remember, it was Donald Trump years ago, back when this guy Zullo was in the cold case unit, was exposing the fact that we don't have any birth certificate for Barack Obama. And the one we do have is a forgery. Guess who was saying that same stuff? Donald Trump.
Well, the film that I saw about it was called Dreams of My Real Father, and you can find some photo analysis of the face, and it's the same age spots on the same side of the face. The ears are similar, and the two lines on his lips are similar. Of course, you know, it's a kind of a really good blend between Stanley Ann, but yeah, poor girl. She was named after her dad, who was leaving for World War II, and having to go through grade school named Stanley. They call you in school Stanley Ann. You know, that has just admit to having that name. But
yeah, what better way to get back at daddy than hop on the couch with Frank Davis?
I don't think that. I think that they had a habit of that. He wrote a book called Sex Rebel. That was him and his woman's favorite thing to do, was to take a youngster and initiate them into the art of, you know, of adult activities, shall we say.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'll let you go.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. All right, Mike, you know, this is so true of this audience. You've got more detail. You're ahead of me on this. You're teaching me. Thanks, Mike. All right, folks. Call back again soon. We've got Dr. Kelly in California, Pat in Fort Worth, and Wayne in Texas. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in the formerly great state of California. Oh, we lost Dr. Kelly. I hope California hasn't slipped into the ocean. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, let's go. Okay. Okay. Okay, that was Wayne. All right, let's go to Pat in Fort Worth.
Well, you're not going to like me today.
Pat,
I got to tell you something. You hear me?
Pat, I love you, Pat. You can't say anything to break my affection for you. Go ahead.
Well, it's not my idea, but Stanley Johnson, he's a guy with a lot of videos on YouTube, radio shows, etc., and he's a hyper-Christian Bible scholar, and he specializes in bringing prophets out. And then he's brought out one that's called, I was just looking at it, America Wake Up. And he has live footage of a former prophet that I heard about through God, not him. And his name is Dimitri Dudeman. And those are very good videos. The man is telling it in his own words, and his own grandson is translating it. And he was sent here to America to tell America that it was Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was going to burn. And he said, California is Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's going to burn. New York is Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's going to burn. Florida is Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's going to burn. And I can vouch for some of those border. I can, but anyway, we're in a lot of trouble with God. And we can't say, well, you know, he has a different lifestyle. The Bible calls it an abomination. Now, it doesn't say abortion's an abomination, but you know it is. We can't do it. It's called sin, and it's so deadly that we're going to burn.
Pat, I'm not going to disagree with you. But the something that we could do, I'll just throw this out there. I respect you if you disagree.
Not me.
There are patriots. I'm trying to think of a list of who various patriots are, who are, let's put it this way. If our standard for somebody to be a patriot is that you can't be in any way a sinner, that no sinners allowed, we get down to a smaller and smaller, smaller group until we can have our party convention in a Volkswagen bus. So that whether one regards the, anything that when I offer praise to Richard Grenell, he is a great patriot. Now, if somebody, whether he's going to burn in hell or something else because of something else he's doing, I don't want to get us stuck in the problem here where we become so self-righteous that we build the Democrat Party by saying that everybody with a flaw, you have to go over there into the Democrat Party because we're building up their party. So if we say, for example, every gay person in America, you're condemned to hell. You must be in the Democrat Party. Well, we just kissed goodbye a lot of people, and some of them wanted to be patriots. So I'm saying that might not be the smartest move. And, it'd be like the same sort of thing. You kick away every person. You ever got divorced? Oh, you're a Democrat. You ever spent a day in jail? You're a Democrat.
Oh, I did not say that's the only sin that God has got against America. No, that's one of them. And there's the church is full of immorality, but they don't want to face it, okay? Don't say this country can't burn. It's burning right now. They're setting all the cities on fire.
Well, Pat, all right. But you know what? What we're dedicated to the proposition, we can save America. And if there's any part of it that we can't save, well, it won't be because we didn't try. But Pat, I love you. I still love you as much. I love you more now than when you began the phone call. So thank you, Pat. and always appreciate your calls. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, are you there?
Hi, James.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah, hey, you sound real relaxed and in a pretty good mood today.
Okay, I guess I am. Yeah, I guess I am. The
I'm always going to change that.
When I see, you know, I'll tell you what, when I see on my caller board Wayne in Texas, I'm already starting to feel good. But go, Wayne, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to change your good mood and relaxation.
Okay.
reason I was calling was, and I would point you and your audience to this show that was on RBN yesterday afternoon, and it's Deanna Spingola, and it was, this would be Saturday, June 16th, hour 3, and she had Jerome Corsi on from Corsi Nation, and the reason Corsi came on was he's written a new ebook called A Plan to Remove Donald Trump, which I assume will be before this coming election. And he laid out a pretty good scenario that I think we know some of it already, but he amplified some of the issues. And if you don't mind, I'll go through a few of the points here, and then if you want to stop or make a comment, just let me know.
Wayne, you are you're excellent at abbreviating things. So I'm fascinated. I haven't heard about this. Give me the bullet points. What is the plan to remove Trump?
Okay. Well, again, it's multifaceted, which I'm sure you would know for sure. But number one, he said that some of the comments by the generals like Milley and Mattis, definitely no accident, and was designed to kind of send a signal to the military that all is not well in the upper ranks, you know, just to kind of let them know there's some edginess going on. Also, he said John Bolton is coming out with this new book. I think it's coming out this week. That will be very anti-Trump, and the media is going to seize on it like jackals, you know, just like they normally do. So Trump's going to be fighting some of those issues over the next, probably, you know, several weeks here until that dies down. And then kind of the wild card here is Jared Kushner. I think you've even mentioned that he is a real question mark as far as his loyalty. And I guess from what Corsi said, that Kushner's father, his prison time for doing whatever that was really limited and helped by Robert Mueller. So in a way, the Kushner's family is indebted to Mueller, and Mueller could be big part of this you know, anti-Trump effort to remove him. And also, he says he's also controlled by Saudi money, who helped keep him out of bankruptcy, his building that he had there on, 666 Euclid Avenue.
Let me give you a funny story. Wayne, let me give you a funny story. The Kushner building at 666, yeah, what a number, Fifth Avenue, that building was, there's a lot to remember here, so I can't remember all of it for sure. That building was owned by, and this is subject to correction, the Vanderbilt part of my family. That is, this is very much, you know, distant cousin story here, but that building, that lot rather, which was a Vanderbilt home, then became a turkey of a skyscraper that Jared Kushner bought in a turkey of a deal, which went upside down. And you're right, he had to get bailed out. And there's a question of Saudi money, also a question of Chinese money to bail out Jared Kushner, one of my least favorite guys. But now let me just, that's just a side note. I'm diverting from what you're talking about. So it sounds as if you're talking about something that could include a military coup against Donald Trump.
Well, he mentioned that Biden last week talking about he could see the military or Trump being marched out of office by the military was no accident either. That was another little seed being planted in the public's, you know, psyche about, you know, what could very well happen, you know, if things turn a certain way.
Let me just insert a comment here. What you saw there at West Point and every other appearance that the president has made in front of actual military personnel, Trump's popularity with the military is humongous, humongous. No president in your or my lifetime has been as popular with the military as Donald Trump. Now, that doesn't necessarily apply to the turkeys in the general staff, because we're both aware that apparently in recent times, there has been a screening process for promotion to the general staff in which you have to certify your political correctness in order to make it up to get those stars in the general staff. And so, yes, some real rats in there who I'm sure are deep state, don't like Donald Trump, and would be willing to participate with guys like John Brennan and James Clapper, and James Comey, and Robert Mueller to get rid of Donald Trump. And that's all they've been doing. So Jerome Corsi is not breaking any news story here when he says that, well, there's a deep state dedicated to getting rid of Donald Trump, and they'll do anything to get rid of him. That's been true, and the president commented on it just this week. That's been true since the day he came down the escalator in Trump Tower in Manhattan with Melania. That has been true, and it only accelerates. It only heightens. So, yes, this is a battle. This is a battle to the death. And Donald Trump knows that. So nothing new there. But I don't share Pat's bleak forecast that we're all going to burn. That, you know, we've already been condemned by God and it's over. I don't share that.
I would say this, James, that, yeah. I think he was just laying out a scenario that is going to be attempted. You know, I think we're all going to, step up and try to fight it back as much as possible, including Corsi, but he's trying to just point out little signposts ahead that are going to let us know, you know, even more that, hey, yeah, this is coordinated and certain things will be going on.
Okay.
He also mentioned that he's pretty sure there's going to be an outbreak of a COVID-20 in the fall, which I think there's been some discussion already of the second wave, and this could be more virulent, much more virulent even for healthy people than basically what we've seen so far.
All right. Well, now, here's what I would say if Jerome Corsi were in the conversation with us right now. I would say this to Mr. Corsi. I would say, no, this is not something that's going to happen. I mean, thank you for the forecast. It's something that's going to happen. I would say this. It's been happening for 3.5 years, actually for 4 years. It's been happening every day, every minute. I mean, in every pore and fiber of the left and the deep state, they are working to destroy Donald Trump. And they're like somebody that's got their Marshall amplifiers turned up to 10. And, you know, they don't have any more volume left. There's no, what do they call that, overhead headroom? There's no headroom left in their amplifiers. They couldn't try any harder. The coronavirus hoax, that was incredible. The Russia hoax, the Ukraine hoax, the bimbo hoax. And now the race riots across the country, there's no stop on the organ that they haven't pulled out. So, and of course there will be new surprises. There will be new things. They're plotting full time to destroy Trump. But I would say to Pat and I'm trying to cheer her up. It's better. The situation is better than she forecasts. Even though our tent is blowing down the alley, we're still able to run. I don't know if you heard that part of my story. We can still bring it back into our backyard and stake it down. We can still save this thing, folks. And I'm telling you, on the optimistic side, Donald Trump is doing great. The demon rats, I am so happy that their leader is Joe Biden. I'm loving, I know you're loving it, Wayne. The ordeal. Don't think these people are so powerful and everything's they're on easy street and they're just gonna, you know, they're gonna just destroy us. Look at the effort they're trying to make to come up with a vice presidential candidate for Joe Biden. I mean, it's so pathetic. It's laughable. Stay with me, Wayne. I want to talk about the vice presidential hopefuls right after this break. I want to hear what you think. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sunday Spectacular, one of our best callers, Wayne in Texas, one of our most astute. Wayne, you know, something that gives me great happiness and hope is watching the Biden meltdown and watching them. They're floundering. They only have a matter of weeks until they have to come up with a vice presidential candidate. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. By the way, Wayne, who do you think they're going to settle on?
Boy, that's a good one, James. I kind of liken it to going to the glue factory to see what the best-looking horse is going to be.
You got it. You got it. Well, yes. And, let's just mention a few folks. Let's start with Kamala Harris, California senator. She's a descendant of an Indian and a Jamaican. She's talked about as an American black, but she's actually the combination of an Indian and a Jamaican. Nobody likes her. This is the story on her, the scuttlebutt. No one likes her. And She's been poisoned because she was a really rapacious district attorney in California, federal prosecutor, or a prosecutor. She put people in jail, including black people. She was smoking pot while she was slamming people in jail for smoking pot. I'll tell you, she's not looking good. And remember, when running for president, she got, I think, a total of 7 delegates that she won. Then you've got Val Deming, another black woman from Florida. She was also a harsh prosecutor putting black people in jail. So the recent race riots, pretty much, I mean, she's got a real steep hill to climb. Amy Klobuchar, senator from across the river, I'm looking across into Minnesota now, she was a prosecutor who failed to discipline or prosecute the policeman in the Minneapolis George Floyd incident. She passed on prosecuting that guy several times. So she, her chances of being the VP just went close to zero when that news broke. So it's almost like as if God is smiling down on us and not actually wanting us to burn in hell. He's giving us, as you say, the glue factory and the horses at the glue factory for Joe Biden.
You forgot Pocahontas, too.
Pocahontas, my goodness. I mean, and you know, her only drawback, of course, is that she's not black, but she is an Indian. We know that.
Well, she may be 1/1024th black somewhere. You know, that may come out.
Yeah. And so what have they got now? Now, I'll tell you what, you know, another radio host, Michael Savage, here's his thought when he's asked the question I just asked you. Who's it going to be? You know who he says it's going to be? Michelle Obama. Yeah. Yeah. And Savage is a very smart cookie. He's been around the track many, many, many times. And that's what he smells. His nose is smelling Michelle Obama.
Exactly. Hey, one last thought before I take off. One thing I think Trump really needs to look at is, you know, we're supposed to have a government full of checks and balances, you know. And it seems to me like let's take the mayor of Seattle, for example. You know, this is a whack job at work right here. But from everything I can gather, she's violated her oath of office. She's willfully endangering public safety and breaching the public trust. And to me, if the governor won't go in there and solve this problem, I think Trump and the feds have no choice but to do it. Now, I know it may set a bad precedent, but if you have people in there, we don't know what's happening. You know, it's like going and getting hostages out of a foreign country. And to me, Trump would have every right to do this because you have people that are totally operating outside of their normal scope of authority for their offices. And you know, I wish something happened sooner than later, because this could also boomerang if he doesn't do enough or do it fast enough.
Right. I hear you. And a very wise statement from you. Let me just look at the other side of what you just proposed. A golden opportunity that Donald Trump has here, I believe, is this. All of this rioting, all of this lawlessness, defund the police, which the American people hate. They hate that concept. All of it is emanating from Democrat mayors and governors coming out of Democrat-run, totally corrupt cities. And I think here's what I'm hoping. I think the wisest course the president could follow is this. Let these people embarrass themselves. Let them flop and flounder and fail. Let the American people, let the anger and fury grow. Let them burn their cities. These are left-wing Democrat administrations with left-wing Democrat police chiefs. A lot of the police forces, you know, they're saying this is white police brutality. In some of these police forces, the majority of the police force is not even white. So let the American people see this unfold on their TV screens, and I don't think it's a problem. The president, I kind of sense a trap or a pitfall here for the president, that if he were to come in with the National Guard and do, you know, obviously you're correct. These people need to be throttled. But maybe save that for after the election. Because if he gets involved, you know, since the media is entirely controlled by his enemies and they control the narrative, if he brings troops in, now all of their images of him, he's the peace president. He is a peace president. So now they can portray him as a war president, as a guy who's running armored cars through American streets. And of course, inevitably, people will be hurt. Inevitably, people will be killed. And who will be the bad guy? Yes, the orange man. So I think the president brilliantly, I think with the coronavirus, he brilliantly left it to the governors. So he's not the bad guy. He's not Mr. Shutdown, Mr. Lockdown. Andrew Cuomo is Mr. Lockdown. Governor Newsom in California, he's Mr. Lockdown. Governor, what's the guy named in Illinois? Pritchett? He's the Governor Lockdown in Illinois. And let it be that way. And so that going into November 3rd, you've got Joe Biden still searching around in the glue factory for the broken down horse that he's going to ride to the presidency. And so I'm just thinking that's the way it goes. And then let our strength be in the real America, fly over America, where Donald Trump is going to Tulsa next Saturday. And let all of real America, it's only half of America that supports Donald Trump. It's only half of us that voted for him. That's a reality. We are two countries. And so Donald Trump just needs to keep our country, motivated and fired up. And then let the other group, the demon rats, let them fight among themselves, like that mayor of Seattle. Let her be deposed by the radical leftists in her own city. Let them fight among themselves. I would say to the president, stay out of the arena on this one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, I just want to bring that up only because, and I think what Trump could do, he could lay some groundwork too by bringing out some testimonials of people who escaped out of there, and you know, stories of people getting violated in certain ways and having to pay these ransom payments and all that. If they were planning ahead, they could make a very good case for having no choice but to do it. But I guess we'll see how it plays out. So with that, I'll hang up, James, and let someone else come in.
Thanks, Wayne. And folks, Wayne made either way, I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is the man with the golden touch. He could make it work. He could bring in the troops and make it work. He could also hold back, let the enemy destroy themselves in their own camp, and then mop up after the election. All right, let's see if we have other callers here. Oh, look at this. The engineer just sent me a message. I was just about to announce to you folks this rally next Saturday in Tulsa, which is not too far from our hosts there in Austin, Texas. Well, excuse me. Austin is just a suburb of the great metropolis of Round Rock, Texas. And the central piece of Round Rock, of course, is the towering 50-story stainless steel and glass illuminated at night Republic Broadcasting Tower, but that has been financed with your generous contributions. Anyways, keep them coming. Operators are standing by to take your call. RepublicBroadcasting.org. I was going to announce to you that the president, because I saw him announce this the other day, there have been more than 200,000 ticket requests for the Tulsa rally. Oh, Kelso, you're wrong, buddy. The engineer just informed me the number is now over 800,000 ticket requests for a rally in Tulsa that will probably, I'm guessing, that may only have 5,000 available seats. How many people are going to show up? I went to two rallies, and I would have been perfectly happy if I hadn't gotten into the arena in Duluth in Minnesota or into the North Dakota arena down in Fargo. I took my two kids, and if we'd only been like most of the people, we'd had to stand outside, wait, a whole day in the cold or the heat or the rain. I would have been happy just to be there in the presence of all of those patriots and saints, those heroes, just to be in their midst when we gather. That's it, folks. That's our people. You don't have to get into the arena to feel the buzz, to feel the tingle, for your hair to stand up on your neck. 800,000 people want to converge. Tulsa doesn't have 800,000 people, does it? I don't think it does. I'll look it up if we got a minute. 800,000 ticket requests. So I'm telling you, they're going to be coming in from Missouri and Kansas and Texas and Arkansas, not to mention Oklahoma. Ah, this is beautiful. Oh, thank you, engineer. 800,000. Have we got another caller on the hanging on the line there, engineer? Dr. Kelly, come on in.
Right on, dude. I'm back, and I want to tool down on the river to go to that little event. It's pretty sweet. Hey, Kelso, I just wanted to share this with you for your show and the wider reach that I discovered a flyer from 2005-06 for dog coronavirus vaccines at a clinic for $5 down in San Bernardino, California, through the Humane Society. So once again, coronavirus is nothing new, but this version of it is probably pretty serious, and I'd like to see all of the old anti-Chinese sentiments reinstated here in California, especially. And then one of my Patriot buddies, one of the Cal Clark, you know, brother of Jeff Clark, showed me this video called The Nine Harbingers about when Senator Tom Daschle got up there all proud, and when these devils quote the Bible, and then it, you know, they're kind of cursing themselves. And it was Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10. He said, the bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. And this was about 9/11, you know, World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. And there's a cool YouTube video where a man kind of goes through and explains it, and then it's always a good idea to verify it. So thanks again for all your inspiring, you know, information and callers. You kick butt.
Well, hey, thank you, Dr. Kelly. And yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, this rally in Tulsa sounds so exciting. I just looked it up as you were so eloquently speaking. I was paying attention. You got to learn to multitask if you're a radio host. The total population of the city of Tulsa is, the city itself, is 391,000. Now, the metropolitan area going out into the suburbs and all around Tulsa is 900,000. But 800,000 people said they were going to want to come to this rally in Tulsa. I am loving it. I'm thinking this is where we're headed, Dr. Kelly. I think that in the present, in this campaign, and what a way to repudiate the phony baloney coronavirus scare tactics that they've been using on us. You know, that we're all going to die, and, you're going to catch, the children are going to all catch it, and they're going to die, and they're going to give it to grandma, and she's going to die. And it was all BS. It was all BS. And folks, don't listen. You're going to turn on your TV, and you're going to see, they're going to say, oh, there's a spike in cases. Oh, there's a spike in cases. Folks, please listen to me. Yeah, there's a spike in cases. You know what a case is? Do you know what a case is? They're giving you the picture that a case is somebody on a ventilator with mucus coming out of their ears and blood coming out of their eyeballs. No, that's not what a case is. A case is anybody who tested positive for having any exposure to the coronavirus, okay, which probably or very well may include you. And you don't even know it. A case is somebody that was simply exposed to the coronavirus and tests positive. In other words, folks, it's a nothing. It's a nothing. Now, why does America have so many cases compared to other nations in the world? Why do we have more cases than communist China, which cooked this virus up for us and shipped it over to us? We have more cases, folks, because in response to the liberal pukes, we got a couple hundred million test kits out there. And you're right, Dr. Kelly, They're now to the point where they'll test dogs. They'll test.
Oh, no, dude, this was 2005, 2006.
I know. I'm just making that a part up.
I volunteered with the Humane Society and a bunch of other cool groups.
I kind of twisted what you said.
Yeah, I know.
I got carried away. But here's what I'm saying, folks. The reason there are more cases is because they're testing anything that's not nailed down. They're testing anything. Yeah. And now the rest of the world is not as dumb as that, and their media has not got them hornswoggled as bad as we are. So in Germany, they're not testing everybody. They know, look at the graph, they know the virus is over, it's done, it's finished in Germany. Same with Spain, same with Italy, same with France. All the countries through which the virus washed, and the president used the right metaphor there, it washes through a population, which is what every flu does. It washes through. It's done. It's over. Now, the reason, and I need to answer this question that I posed on the radio of some shows ago, and I didn't realize, I wasn't smart enough to realize the answer was right in front of me. The reason the American graph is not going down sharply the way the German, the Italian, the French, Spanish graphs are going down is exactly because, unlike all those other people, we are testing everybody. So if you test more people, you're going to turn up more cases. You get it? A case, the average case is a person who has no idea that they ever had the coronavirus flu. But they call that a case.
Well, here's a cool fact, too, is under care of my mentor down in Vegas, Dr. Francis, he found something that I had when I was 6 months of age, and he just fixed it as part of the care, part of the visit, and I looked it up in my baby book just a month or two ago, and I actually had the flu when I was 6 months old, and it was probably pretty devastating to, you know, a little baby in San Francisco, whatever, and I just think that's so rad that applied kinesiology and TBM can tell you, is it bacteria? Is it virus? Is it fungus? Well, is it parasite?
That's interesting.
You know, the body knows. Your body knows.
But folks, realize that on this question of testing, that because we're testing, 100 times more than anybody else, that's turning up cases now. So don't worry. Cases doesn't mean a spike. This is more BS from Dr. Fauchenstein and his girlfriend, I like to call her that, Nurse Ratched, I like to call her that, Debbie Birx. It's more BS from that from that couple, okay? And fortunately, I noticed the president they're not on the same stage anymore with the president. Good. Get them. Give them the hook now. And he's done that. So remember this, folks. They're going to try to scare you. Don't let it work. You're fine. Up here in North Dakota, we don't give a rat's ass about masks, distancing, washing your hands. We've got it right up here. This was a flu.
Yeah, and Kelso, while we were sheltering in place and while we were inside, there was a bunch of 5G being deployed, and they look like a bunch of jellyfish on a stick or some kind of alien spider all throughout once beautiful Reno Valley. And so
what was going on everywhere, folks?
Yeah,
while we were hiding in our bathrooms, our economy was being ground into the dirt.
Fauci was outed like 36 years ago. And so thank you again.
But we're on to it as Patriots, folks. We're on to it. They ground the economy into the ground, just as Bill Maher said, like more than a year ago on his stupid show, the left winger Bill Maher, who has the propensity to talk too much. He tells you what the left is thinking. Thank you, Bill. He said what we need is a depression. We need a recession. We need the economy to collapse. That's the only way we're going to defeat Donald Trump. And so guess what? You know, I like to make this sound effect. Guess what happened after Bill Maher said, we need the economy to collapse. And you had a couple million left-wing communists in America working all night feverishly to find a way to collapse the economy. Well, they found it. The coronavirus scam. Okay? Scare the hell out of every American. so that they're riding in their cars with the windows rolled up in the fresh air of North Dakota, and they've got a damn mask on their face, which is fogging up their glasses, and now they might get in an accident because their glasses are fogged up. I mean, how dumb can you get? Please take the damn mask off and join. We are going to be here in the 2020s. We are the bra-burning women of the 1960s who will burn our damn masks. Anyway, all these left-wingers, they think they're so cool. They are so yesterday. The cool people are the patriots, of course. Dr. Kelly, like you, Dr. Kelly. And I say the once great state of California, it'll come back. Something about California is going to come back. Some part of California that Dr. Kelly lives in will survive this whole thing. Let me just see. Let me look at my board here. I think I've got nobody on the board, right, the call board, unless the engineer comes up with one. We're good. Okay, let's go to Dr. Trump. Yes, he is the people's doctor. Listen to this. Michael Moore, the president, puts up this tweet. The president loves a good fight. So this clown, Michael Moore, you all know him. He says, I'm begging you, Democrats, don't underestimate the white male Trump supporters' rage. And here's what the president says to that. He says, well, he got it right in 2016. Yes, because Michael Moore was saying the same thing back in 2016. Hey, fellow Democrats, don't underestimate white male Trump supporter rage. And I'll tell you what, I'm agreeing. I think Michael Moore's got it right again. And I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised, or we'll be pleased on November 3rd to see how big that white male rage is. Now, but let's supplement that. All you ladies out there, you know, I'm identifying with you. We are the liberated women of 2020, burning our masks, tearing off our masks, ripping them out from under our clothing and burning them in public. So we need your help. Ladies, we need you badly. And Donald Trump, you know, I'll tell you what. Come on. If I'm a girl, Donald Trump, he's got me excited. I'm Donald Trump. My idea, if I'm a woman, this is a man I want. Guy that can build towers. A guy that can leap buildings in a single bound. He's a man for all of you women. Now we're going to run out of time. Well, anyway, think about that. And we'll get back together again tomorrow night. Burning our masks here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you tomorrow. Don't stop believing.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.